Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy give you more on your drive home. And with NIB, you get more than just health insurance. As a partner that helps you put your health first, there's a range of other perks when you join NIB, like heaps of health and wellbeing discounts through NIB Rewards. Visit nib.com.au. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Have I offended Brad, do you think?
Ooh, Brad is the guy that runs our office.
Keeps us alive, really.
He keeps us alive, and he bought you a coffee, and you said, you want to have a lick? Is that what you said? What did you say?
It's not what I said.
What did you say?
I was not expecting the coffee, and I was so excited to see it, and I said, Brad, you are heaven on a stick.
Oh, sorry. I walked in late. You are heaven.
You are heaven on a stick. And the look on his face was, please don't ever call me that again.
Yes.
But then I was thinking, isn't that a compliment? I'm saying how awesome he is.
I thought anything involving heaven's pretty good.
But then I wondered if he thought it was a bit...
A bit sexual?
Mm.
Really?
And then I thought Brad's that would not... make... No, Brad's not wanting that from me.
No. not even different teams, separate game. He's got a whole different...
Still with the stick, though.
You're at the... Hey, things to come on the show because I'm excited for what's next.
You've
had a gutful.
There's something we need to talk about.
Yep.
We're going to do it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, you know I love being a woman.
And I love you being a woman. I'm trying to be an ally. I'm trying to be supportive because...
You've always been an ally.
Thank
in
you.
This particular break, it will feel like you're not an ally. I'm just going
to... You're going to get angry at me for something.
When
that,
I seem angry...
For global inequality, it's my fault, isn't it?
When I seem angry, it's not your fault. I know you're an ally.
Yes.
You can't help that life is just easier for you.
I also understand, and this happened the other day when you were talking about your kids. Sometimes when the people that you are angry at are not in the room,
I become them. But in this particular case, I am angry on behalf of Serena Williams.
What's she done?
So we talked about this the other day, and I just can't get out of my head how ridiculous it is what we go through as a woman versus what you guys have to go through in your life. So she's announced that she... I'm already feeling shrill. I'm not going to get shrill. Just chill, guys.
Where did you get the word shrill from?
Because I
feel like that's a negative word to associate with women.
Because you said before, are you going to get shrill?
I said, Jesse, get the shrill alarm ready.
And I'm not getting shrill, guys.
And Jesse's got it ready.
Not a rant.
Yeah.
I'm not shrill.
Oh my God.
I'm chill and I'm reflective.
It's coming from such a low base, like a
Serena Williams
calmness, and I'm so scared where it's
is having to retire.
Having
and
to
she
retire.
Hates the word retirement. She said it doesn't feel like a modern word. To her, but she has to retire. She's thinking it more as a transition. She says, there is no happiness in this topic for me. She says she feels a great deal of pain. It's the hardest thing she could ever imagine. She hates it. I hate it, she says repeatedly. I'm at this crossroads. I'm torn. I don't want it to be over, but at the same time, I'm ready for what's next. And she said, believe me, I never want to have to choose between tennis and a family, and I don't think it's fair. If I were a guy, I wouldn't be writing this because I'd be out there playing and winning while my wife was at home doing the physical labor of expanding our family. And it just reminded me of what we were talking about off air yesterday. Physically, how ridiculous that her husband can't just go have the freaking baby so she can keep...
Yes.
Thrill,
because
Carrie, I'm not getting shrilled.
Jesse didn't hit the alarm.
No.
His hand was hovering, but
we spend our teenage years bleeding for the first time, trying not to have it go through our school dresses and wondering what the hell is happening to our bodies. What are you doing in your teenage years?
Hiding erections.
Exactly.
Into the waistband.
Yeah. Oh, my books are at the front again.
In math class? Why? I don't even like
math. Where did he get so many books from?
We spend our 20s trying not to get pregnant. What are you doing?
Try not to get women pregnant.
No, you're not. You're living your life while we try not to get pregnant is what's happening.
Again, I
not
agree.
Thrilled,
I'm an ally.
Just chill.
I'm an ally.
Yeah. We spend our 30s trying to get pregnant after not trying to get pregnant, or we're still trying to not get pregnant because we don't want to have kids, or we're carrying the little things because you can't carry them.
Yes.
So our bodies go through hell in all of those scenarios.
Yes.
The trying to get pregnant, the pregnancy, the after pregnancy, all of it is not good on us and fine for you.
It's very tough and it's very unfair because, and I think this is why I pitched a rule years ago and I think it would help the situation a lot.
Which is what?
Whoever, when you're getting intimate, whoever peaks first, that person should be the one who...
To carry the baby?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that would be the automatic fix because you'd all be carrying the babies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or it'd force you to get real good.
At imagining horrible things.
Hey, I'm not getting shrill.
No, I think
this
that was
is
me.
Genius. This should be a genius or idiot.
Yeah, no, it applies to Tommy as well.
Yeah. I can get shrill. I can get shrill with the best of them.
Then our 40s, we keep bleeding for no reason. Don't need to. Premenopause, emotional, hormonal. What are you doing in your 40s? Having bloody midlife crisis and buying your stupid cars. Then it gets to our 50s.
Often it's a motorbike.
And then it gets to our 50s and we literally go through a decade of menopause, which is like the absolute pits.
Yes.
And then we get to our 60s and you tell us we're at our sexual peak and no one wants to have sex with us.
People will want to have sex with you.
How? And then you've got someone like Serena Williams.
Jessie.
Sorry, guys.
I'm so scared.
You got someone like Serena Williams who could play on for another decade, wants to play on, but she wants to have a family and so she has to choose and it's just not fair.
So should we put in my rule?
I'm still thinking about your rule. It's a real good rule. Is there another way we could tweak your rule that doesn't actually, because we can't physically let you guys have the baby, but I think there must be something in that space we could play with.
Do you know what, and this is on your same, this might get me a bit shrill, but it blew my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this in a friendly, in a
PG
time.
Way,
But I'll dance around.
I've just explained to you what we have to do with life. You could try to make this PG. Well, that's all you want to do.
Jessie. I think I realise just how unfair the world is for you when I realise that often you have to carry a baby that you didn't even reach your peak.
Most often.
Okay.
Not obviously for me.
No.
And now I've just realised I've spent 4 minutes trying not to be shrill because, God damn it, if a woman shrill, does that mean, you know what, ladies, 13, 10, 60, I want you to be shrill,
like
real shrill.
Get more alarm.
No, put your alarm away, mate.
Okay. Oh, that's just the time you need it, Jess.
Oh, my God.
You be chill over there, mate, and we're going to be shrill.
Oh, can we be shrill? I'll be shrill.
You can be shrill,
okay,
too.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I reckon all of us can be shrill if we want. 13, 10, 60, call us, be shrill. What are you shrill about?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right, Australia, for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little in a 13, 10, 60. Give us a call and be shrill.
Nah, because we're not allowed to be shrill, ladies. No one wants us being shrill, but I do want you being shrill.
I don't mind you being shrill.
I just calmly tried to... look, not a newsflash, talk through the fact that we're just not an equal society, men and women, and the stuff we have to go through and the stuff you guys have to go through is very different. Anyway, of course, Serena's had to retire because she wants to go have a baby, which she's allowed to go do, but she's like, if I was a man, I could keep playing.
Yep. And I sat here like a good ally.
You did.
And copped it and occasionally got Jessie to hit the shrill alarm. Nope, not then, Jess.
Oh, mate, I'm so scared to push this button.
You call her shrill, but now you want to use shrill for comedy purposes. Is that what's happening here?
Thank you, Jessie. That time would work.
Anyway, it's time to be shrill, ladies. Laura, what do you want to be shrill about?
Hello. First of all, I love you guys.
Love you too, Laura.
How corny. Second thing, I want to be shrill. I want to be shrill about the fact that I'm getting lots of pressure to have children. I recently turned 30. I don't even have a partner and I don't want kids yet. There's just so much pressure still from society and, you know, friends and family. And
what do they say to you, Laura? I'm always fascinated how these conversations go.
Well, it's just so random. Like, the fact that I don't have a partner, it's kind of, there's a lot of questions around that, you know, like it's,
Laura,
I don't know,
I'm going to ask you a very dangerous question.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. It's not a time. Have you seen how many women are caught up here? Good luck if you want to start asking dangerous questions.
In your family, who asks you more about having children? Is it women or men?
Oh my God.
Women.
Oh, now you're going to turn the.
I'm just saying, sometimes the sisterhood aren't out for each other.
And I was very quickly to answer that too.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, Cora, don't you apologise. This is.
I keep fighting against it, but yeah, I'm just doing what I want. I'm very career focused. Yep. So great.
Good on you, Laura, and you tell those other women to mind their own business. Yeah, that was right. I was getting a bit shrill there.
Vanessa.
Hey guys, how are you?
Are you shrill or chill, mate?
I want to be shrill about the fact that when men get sick, they crawl into a hole and die in bed. But when us women get sick, we're expected to continue to work, run the kids around, run the household. And I literally feel like I'm going to die this afternoon and I'm dropping kids here, there and everywhere.
Oh, Ness.
You're saying women are super spreaders?
No, not at all.
You're enjoying this way too much.
I'm not. I want to stop.
But you can't.
I can't.
No, it's funny to you, but it's our real life.
It's my real life now for the rest of the day.
Oh, well, for 5 minutes, I think you can go.
Yeah, sometimes I can't.
Amy, talk to me, babe.
So I want to be shrill about the fact that me and my partner had a day together. We bumped uglies 4 times today and not once did I peak.
Okay.
See, he would have been pregnant with quadruplets if I had my way, Ames. If you're following my rules, he'd have 4 kids in his belly.
Yep.
Yeah. See, because...
Yeah.
No,
what?
Nothing. I'm just trying to think about the last day I had when I bummed Douglas.
Carrie and Tommy. Across the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and get 13, 10, 60 ready to go because we are playing the time game very, very soon.
$8,000 is on the line, Bickers.
That's a sweet amount of money right now.
Isn't
with the cost of living
cash
the way it is, and if you don't want to use it for groceries or petrol, you could also just spoil yourself.
Use it for something fun. Go for a ride in a chopper.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Someone just messaging me what they'd use it for.
That's why you should. What did they say?
Actually, it is about money, but I won't read that. Okay. Just from family member.
Oh, are they asking cash to borrow
money? When you'll go in, pull for a birthday present and you haven't paid up. It's a reminder.
Yeah, collecting, mate.
If I win, I'll use it.
Okay, Carrie's going to play a game. Those other spots are going to be open for the time game. That is happening soon, but up next, because I need the smartest of our listeners. So if you're listening and you're thinking, I'm a genius, I'm going to need your help very soon. If you're listening and you think, I'm an idiot, I'm going to be no help, just you might learn something. So stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because what do you do when you don't know how things work? What do you do? You want a biscuit.
Sorry, there just one of the long thin ones. The shortbread might be good. Sorry. Thank you. I normally go with Kingston. Did you eat the Kingston? Yeah. Sorry. I've got my biscuit now. I'm ready.
Yep, I'm aware you've got your biscuit. Everyone in Australia is aware you've got your biscuit. That's an interesting choice.
I didn't really get left with a good option.
Mate.
Do you know what I mean?
Should we put another song on?
No. Okay. I'm good. I just am annoyed that someone ate the Kingston.
What do you do? Oh, now Annabelle's giving
you half. I don't want
your
half-eaten Kingston.
Is that a Kingston?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Monte Carlo.
Yes, yeah,
I thought the Monte Carlos were the chocolate
one. Not shrill,
one.
But anyway. The boring alarm is the same as the shrill alarm that appears. Because what do you do when you don't know something about the world?
Google it.
Do you?
Mm.
See.
Or ask Chris. He's very smart.
Is Chris a mini version of Google?
Oh, yeah.
That guy who I got off the plane with and took someone else's luggage and then tried to walk out of the airport down a dead-end corridor, that guy.
Yes, he's smart in different ways. He's book smart.
Yeah, well, they say what you know. Often, when you like really excel in one area,
you're deficient
his
in others.
Intelligence, you're deficient in others, which is basic navigation of Earth.
Google has the unfeeling lucky setting.
Do you want me to call him now? What do you need help with?
So, my mum used to always say, "Don't stand near the microwave."
Oh yeah, I remember that too. I got told that.
Mm. Did you ever listen to it?
Well, I got told it would do something to my eggs and my ovaries.
Yeah. Mum told me the same thing.
How do you watch the food go round and round?
Yeah.
But I didn't know if it was a crocker or whether it was true.
Well, there's something that it's taken me a while to realize why it happens in my house. And now, through a series of experiments, I've worked out exactly what it is that makes it happen. Often when I'm playing tunes on my Bluetooth, it'll start jumping.
Oh.
Yes.
And you're not jumping. The music's jumping.
No, I'm not jumping. It actually leads me to stop jumping because the music stops.
Back daddy,
yes. Remember back in the day when you'd have a Discman and it'd skip?
Yes, a bit like that.
It's a bit like that. Yeah, and it's taken me a long time to realise what makes it do this.
Do you go around the house and fiddle with things to see what's impacting it?
Well, it took me a while to realise that it was consistent.
Right.
Yes. But I've worked out it is one thing that makes it do it, and that is the microwave being on will upset the Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, I can't ask Chris about that. He knows nothing about that kind of stuff.
Okay, he'd get lost on the way here to explain it anyway.
The microwaves interfere with your Bluetooth speaker.
Teeth, with the Bluetooth. Give us a call, 13 1060.
I could just Google it. Oh, nah, let's get the people involved.
Yes, I'd rather hear it. I'd rather hear it in a way I can understand.
Yeah.
Because I reckon Google will give me a lot of big words and it'll be boring, and I'd much rather hear it from you beautiful people that are listening. 13 1060, why does my microwave upset my Bluetooth?
I still struggle to understand how does it upset your Bluetooth,
Yes. I've got more than one device.
Struggle to understand. I know this is basic, but how a microwave warms up food. I've never understood that.
It's something to do with jiggling molecules, but 13 1060.
Yeah.
How do microwaves work?
Yeah.
And why do they get upset with Bluetooth? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon, and on 13 1060, give us a call and teach us about microwaves.
How do they work and why? You wanted to know how they work.
Well, I know that's something I should have worked out when I was like 16, but I've never really known how they work. But you have a more pressing issue.
Yeah, why does when my microwave on, my Bluetooth cuts out my stereo? It's taken me years to work out that the two are aligned, and now I've done a series of tests. The microwave always makes my Bluetooth skip.
Sam, who are you here to help, me or Tommy?
Well, I can help both of you, essentially.
Great.
Sam, you sound smart.
Book smart, I can tell you that.
Great, that's us. Hang on, does book smart relate to microwave smart?
Yes, of course. Okay. I'm a first-year physics undergrad.
First year.
Great. And how old are you, Sam?
18, I know what I'm doing here.
An 18-year-old's about to tell me how a microwave works.
Sam, when in your course do you do the microwave bit?
I've already done them before, and I know how they work pretty well.
Tell us.
So when you're heating up food in the microwave, the microwave emits what's called like an actual microwave, which is on the spectrum of light, it is...
This better get better soon, Sam.
Yes, it gets better. It's the spectrum of light.
Yeah.
So what it does, it imparts energy into the water molecules inside of your food, and then that causes the food to heat up.
So if there was no moisture in my food, could it not heat up?
If there was, like, absolutely zero, I'm sure... It would take
but
longer
to heat up. But
is that
why... Okay, Sam, so is that why, say, I want to cook broccoli in the microwave, I have to add a bit of water?
To make it go faster.
So it doesn't dry out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that so it doesn't dry Sam, out? Sam, or you know?
Yes.
He's only a first year. Come on.
Oh. Yes. No, Jesse, that's enough of that. Sorry, Sam. Jesse, we've told you you're being rude to... listeners, we had a whole meeting about this, Jesse.
Sam, can you help solve the issue with the Bluetooth?
And
of course, I can.
Of course he can. Yeah. Give the man
Sam, why does my microwave cut out my Bluetooth?
So what happens when the Bluetooth... So Bluetooth runs on the same frequency as microwaves do.
Can my Bluetooth heat up my food?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
So what happens when they meet, they can do what's called destructive interference, which means that they perfectly cancel out, and which that would cause the speakers to skip.
Oh.
Okay.
You've got destructive interference happening in your
house. But how come, Sam, it doesn't cause my microwave to stop
ever?
I'm
going to start using that in more sentences, by
the way. How come, Sam, it doesn't ever cause my microwave to stop?
Because that has a constant, like, power supply running to it, and it's in a controlled environment.
But my speaker is plugged in, right?
Yeah. Bluetooth is, like, all around the house, correct? And the microwave's in that one central area. It's more contained.
But even if I put my phone, and I promise I'm not just being antagonistic because I've done a series of tests, even if I put my phone on top of my speaker, it still cuts out.
So your phone also does that?
So you know how at the beginning of this break you said the chat about what biscuit I was having was boring?
Let's go to Mick.
Heading that way.
Mick, g'day.
Yeah, look, I'm going to dumb it down for you guys so it's simple.
Thanks, Mick. Thank you.
Why I was into the destructive interference, Mick.
Because these smart people seem to confuse people when they're too smart. Anyway, the simple explanation is this. A microwave has the same frequencies as Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, right?
Okay.
It generates 2.4 gigahertz. Don't tell me what gigahertz means because I don't know. Anyway, the microwave's frequency, the microwave generates 1,200 watts. Now, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth only generate 6 watts. So when they're close together and they collide, it interferes the weakest watts, which is obviously the Bluetooth.
It's interference.
So there you go. Simple as.
The big guy taking on the little guy.
Mickey. So ask me how I know.
How do you know, Mick?
I Googled it.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, and you can live health first with NIB today, guys.
Yep, the NIB, they're experts in health insurance. They've been doing it for 70 years. Yes. Why would you go anywhere else?
They don't say this in their official line, but you'd be an idiot if you went anywhere else.
Absolutely, and they don't just care about the health insurance and great hospital and extras cover. It's all about living health first.
Yes.
They care about all of you.
And that is why you'd be an idiot to go anywhere else, because
all of them loves all of you, all your curves and all your...
They do not have the licensing for that. Let's stop the lyrics now.
Up next, a member of our team has trouble eating.
Yeah. We're going to force feed them. Human foie gras.
I think she might not be the first one that has trouble eating.
Really?
Yes, I think I know what this is about, and I also have trouble.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll do it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Rehab and Amy Shark, that is Sway My Way. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Because you told us someone's got problems eating. Who is it?
So, one of the newest members of our team, Georgia, can you step up to the mic?
I'm here.
How are you, Georgia?
I'm good.
Talk to me about the fancy pants dinner that you and your boyfriend...
These things, I've seen the word written on the board.
Yeah.
It's not fancy.
But I think they went to a fancy pants dinner, am I right? Okay.
Yeah, it was fancy.
I went to a place where it was $2.50 plates the other day and this thing was there.
Yes, but I think this began as a fancy pant type of food because I struggled with it to start with as well. You're not alone, Georgia. So paint the picture for us. You're at this fancy pants dinner. What kind of cuisine?
Japanese.
Great.
And my boyfriend was visiting from WA, so it was a romantic dinner. And then we got there and our waitress sat us down. It was all very good. And then she said something, and this must have been a complimentary dish because we definitely didn't order it. And then really quickly these little green things came and were just in front of us, and me and Noz kind of didn't really say anything. We just started eating and just put the whole thing in my mouth, and it just was so strange. And I just said to Noz, I don't think, does this feel right to you? And he was like...
If someone tuned in and didn't quite know what we were talking about, you put the whole thing in your mouth and then you said, does this feel right to you?
And also, long-distance partnership.
Yeah,
we'd just seen each other. It was a romantic night.
I mean, the little green thing.
It was green. Yeah, I said it was green.
Well, that's why you asked the question, does this feel right to you?
Okay, we're talking... Edamame, am I right?
Edamame. You heard about me. I'm a pop you like a pea, yeah. Edamame. Yeah,
feel so pop you like a pea is the key phrase from that song that you needed to know, Georgia.
I've never heard that song before, and if I had, I'm sure
have
it would have helped.
Have you not heard that song?
I've never heard that song.
You've worked with our show. We played that song a lot.
To be fair, it's not an instructional song, like when he's talking about popping.
But how's she not? We've got other issues if she has not heard that song before. Are you listening to when you're at working, Georgia?
Answering
you listen to
answering
another
calls?
Radio station.
But yeah, so I just said to Noz, does this feel right? And he was like, yeah, it feels fine. And I was like, okay. And then the waitress comes over and she does the whole bend down and says, look, that's not how you do it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no. And so I switched up and found out that you've got to, as the song says, pop the pee and put it in your mouth that way. And then Noz just kept eating the skins all night. He just kept going.
So you actually, he actually so ate good. The whole skins.
Yeah, he was like, I
He's
like
a
it.
Badass,
why would I not? Why would I not eat the saltiest part? I kind of respect
feel,
it.
I just
hot.
Feel like I need to mention, it is kind of hot. I just need to mention that I think in that song, I don't think it's literal.
Okay, we know, mate.
Okay.
It's just the phrase, pop the pee.
Yeah, if you want to keep saying it, that's fine.
We're talking about edamame.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Okay. Right now, I am.
Okay.
Georgia, you're not the only one that doesn't know how to eat no. certain foods.
Great.
I've eaten bamboo before. Like this, there was like a, it came out like a fish wrapped in like
in
a leaf
bamboo.
And I ate the whole thing.
Yeah, I once ordered Uber Eats and I ordered a
You ate the driver.
I ordered a whatever the thing is.
Poor guy.
And then asked, does this feel right?
Does this feel right? My partner's
stop,
coming
stop.
Home.
Anyway.
Oh, just listen to the lyrics. That'll teach you how to do it.
A soup. I forgot that I'd ordered the soup. And when it arrived, it was a bowl of soup.
Yes.
But then there was another container that had bits and pieces in it.
Yes, noodles.
So I drank the soup and then I ate
dry noodles.
Ate
the driest salad
no,
ever.
No, they weren't actually dry. They were moist and they had vegetables that were cooked already, yes. But they just obviously keep them separate so they can travel. So I had a lovely sort of stir-fry-esque type thing with no sauce and a soup separately, and now I've discovered you're meant to put them all together.
And what was the driver doing, just moving his stuff in slowly?
13, 10, 60.
When have you had a crack at the driver?
What can't you eat? What did you have no idea how to eat it? And where were you? 13, 10, 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. The time game is coming up very soon. But right now on 13, 10, 60, what don't you know how to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Producer Georgia went for a fancy dinner with her partner and they put in some little weird green things on her plate and they ate them whole. And then discovered it was edamame and you meant to pop the edamame pee into your mouth, not eat the skin.
And her boyfriend went, nah, I'm going to eat them whole for the rest of the night.
I'm a man.
I'm going to stick to that. I like it. G'day, Eliza.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What didn't you know how to eat?
So apparently I didn't know how to eat chorizo properly.
So
I thought I'd be fancy and get some chorizo to put on homemade pizzas for me and my husband.
Yeah.
So he gets home from work and he takes a bite and he's like, babe, this is delicious. And I'm like, yeah, I know, right? And then he goes, oh, and he pulls out this piece of plastic. And I was like, oh, where'd that come from? He's like, did you pull off the plastic off the chorizo? And I was like, what plastic? And so there's like, you know, that like waxy, plasticky paper. You meant to
the
take that off
intact.
First.
Packaging.
Yeah.
We understand. Don't use that term.
Eliza.
It's not packaging.
It is. That's
it's
the
when
equivalent.
When you take the packaging off, you're still left with the chorizo with the layer around.
That is like someone with those little like cheeses just having wax all through their teeth.
No, that's not. It's completely different. Can I give you a good pizza tip, Eliza?
Yes.
Squeeze out the sausage and then put it all over the pizza. Not the chorizo, but just some pork or pork sausage or chicken sausage. Get that seal off, then squeeze it out into clumps and put it all over your pizza, then cook your pizza. Amazing, Eliza.
Hey,
excellent.
Eliza.
No plastic involved.
No plastic.
Eliza, can I ask you a question about your tone just then? Because obviously we don't know each other, but I think you're fun. And I would guess by the tone that you went like this, you're never going to do Carrie's tip, are you?
Oh, stop that. Do it.
Are you ever, Eliza?
Look, Carrie, I'm really sorry.
Okay, for all of you other people that don't have Eliza's tone, try it.
It was
it's delicious. Eliza, please go try it and then report back. And you'll say to me, Carrie, I'm sorry I had that tone with you because that pizza was amazing.
Yeah, the pizza was amazing and my husband can't stop saying that there's no paper in his food anymore.
Eliza's not trying it, she made.
Lincoln, what didn't you know how to eat?
Well, when I was younger, I always loved kiwi fruit, and I still do. And
yes.
I never knew until I was the age of 18 that you're meant to take the skin off.
I reckon this is controversial, Lincoln, because I reckon there is a fair school of thought that don't take the skin off.
I know, and when you see those people eating it whole with the skin on,
yep,
you think,
that person's
mad.
You cross the road.
I never even cut the ends of it. I just eat the whole thing like an apple.
That's so fun. Lincoln, nobody told you, like, I assume a kiwi fruit, this would have happened at school and knowing what school was like.
Yeah, because normally they're halved and with a little spoon and then you eat it.
Yes.
So when I went to school, I used to grow up on a vegetable farm, and we used to get a lot of fruit and veg come in for our shop. And I used to just take one each day for school, like a piece of fruit and whatnot. And, yeah, or like I've seen kids with the spoons and whatnot, and I never knew what they were for.
What a cool place to grow up, just grabbing your fresh fruit in the morning on the way to school.
I mean, it'd be better if Mum and Dad had a Macca's or something, but yes.
No.
Yeah, look, I
get
it.
That. Of Macca's. It would stop being a novelty.
A kid would get sick of Macca's over a fruit and veg farm.
Samantha, what didn't you know how to eat?
Well, a dumpling.
A dumpling?
What?
Yeah. So I never had a dumpling before, and my husband cooked it at home. And, you know, there's the little paper underneath.
Oh, yes. So, so then it doesn't stick
chewy.
To the pan, the steamer.
Yes. And it was a bit chewy. And I just swallowed the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And then I realized, I'm like, there's something's not right. And he looked at me and was like, where's your paper? I'm like, paper?
Maybe it's a hack, Samantha. Maybe then you don't have to use toilet paper on the way out.
What? Why?
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And because it's Wednesday,
it's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to
$8,000, suckers.
Whoa. Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
13, 10, 60 is our number. $8,000, as Bickers said, like this. $8,000 is on the line. Give us a call now.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for you Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, bobine, banana, banana, bobine, beep, bime, oh, mine. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
$8,000 on the line, Bickamore.
Peter, what are you doing with $8,000?
Oh, wow, I could have a nice holiday for that.
Oh, my God.
Peter, where would you go? Paint the picture.
Oh, it'd be nice to, I don't know, maybe the Maldives. That sounds absolutely magnificent.
Aim high.
Peter, little
huts on the water.
Yes, with the little slides that go into the water.
Yeah.
Have you got a partner, Peter, or would you just go there and do what I do and Google my exes and wonder what they're up to?
No, I have a husband.
Okay.
You could still go there on your own, though, and Google your exes, Peter. As old as your oyster when you've got
I'm
eight grand.
Is it's not as bad as it seems. Peter, let's win you $8,000. You know what to do. Jesse's going to say start when you say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds, the money is yours. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
Start.
Stop.
I reckon you could have flown to the Maldives in that time.
Oh, no, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was long.
Do you know what I've noticed lately? The beat of the music. I've started counting to that rather than counting in my head, and it's really thrown me.
Really?
Yeah, you try that next time. Don't, if you're playing along, don't try it because it's too long. But have a listen next time. Jesse, how did Peter go?
6.44.
Oh.
Thank you. because we kick them out the door now.
Oh, do we?
Yes, and they fall off a cliff. Did you not know that's what happens?
No, I wanted to
it's
say
like
bye.
The moon door in Game of Thrones.
Sure,
that's
okay.
A niche reference. Is it? Is it niche?
Nick.
Anyway, Nick, you ready to get kicked out the moon door?
Look, we'll give it a go.
Okay, good man. You know what to do. Jesse will say start. You say stop. It's 5 seconds. Money's yours. Otherwise, the moon door.
Too easy.
Start.
Stop.
He's not giving away anything today, our ferret.
Do you happen by chance to be wearing a parachute, Nick?
Not yet.
I think you might be about to.
Do you think long or short?
I think it was a little on the long side. Jesse.
5.
Points. You all. Oh.
6-6.
Oh.
That was a quick one. He fell so fast.
He jumped. I'm going to get you before you can get me. Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Very, very well. How do you go, Linda, when you play the time game at home?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Oh, Linda, you having a good day?
Yes, I'm finished work now, so that's really good.
You bloody ripper. Have you already started hitting the piss, Linda?
No, not yet. I will when I win.
Your day's on.
Yes,
good,
great
Linda,
idea.
Good. You ready to go?
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, geez, I'll tell you what, that felt pretty good.
And look at
mine.
Him, look at him, look at him, look at him go. He's so excited.
What's he doing? Linda, that felt pretty good. How did it feel for you, Linda?
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I know.
It's the lips. It's the lips and the intake of breath from little ferret.
I didn't even know ferrets had lips.
Yeah, they do. Little, tiny, little mousy lips.
How did you find out about that, you sicko? How did Linda go?
5.
Oh.
Point.
Oh.
3-4.
Oh. Oh, that sounded like a mouse.
Fell very quickly again.
We're going to do it with your blinker.
Get a Lachlan.
What are you doing with your blinker, Lachlan?
Oh, nothing. I was turning around the roundabout.
I think we might have had a sneak peek into the tactics meeting, Bickers.
Oh, is he going to use
maybe.
The...
Maybe.
Oh. But you're also, Lachlan, you're allowed to. Don't be ashamed of it. Just go for it. That's fine.
I'm not.
Yeah, good. Are you ready? Are you ready to go, Lachlan?
Yep.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
His blinkers are quick blinkers.
Yeah, I reckon your other blinker's out because that one's going double time.
Would have been, I reckon, a 3.5 maybe. Yeah. Jesse.
4.45.
Oh, actually, not as bad as we were giving. I have besmirched your name.
He's already gone.
Yeah, he's gone round and round in circles, round the roundabout.
Last one. Brooke, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, great. Let's get stuck straight in.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, I tell
felt
you
good.
What.
Felt good. She's up and about, Brooke. You sound like you could do with the 8 grand, Brooke. You ready for it?
Yes, please.
Brooke, that was the quickest stop I've heard in terms of the time it took you to from the s to the p was unbelievably quick. If there was a speed speaking championship, you'd win. But it's not the speed speaking championships, it's the time game. Jesse, how did Brooke go?
5.
Okay.
0.64.
Oh, jackpot's next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up after 5 o'clock, we are giving away tickets to Friday's Live, guys.
Yeah, because I've decided it's time to start living. Enough sitting on our hands and doing nothing, and it is time to start
You've been training
living.
For a swim for 6 months. You've not sat on your hands for a long time.
Time to start living. So I've got something new that I want to try. And I'm going to play the video now.
How long? Yeah, okay.
And you, no training required.
Okay.
You, probably actually there is some. You just describe to people, because this is just music they'll hear, you describe
is
to people
what
you can see.
Is this like a big thrills type thing, or is this like a new little thing you want to bring into your life?
Just a bit of fun.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I've hit play there. You just watch that and describe what you see.
Okay, so I'm seeing a car pull up on an old airfield.
Yeah, no,
and
an
there's
old
an
plane.
Old one of those really old ones.
Look like the Wright brothers would fly.
With no top on.
Oh, like
it kind
a biplane.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this cool guy's just jumped on in over the top, hasn't opened any door. And now the car and the plane are racing along the runway.
Mm-hmm.
Now the plane's taking off, it's flying around quite low to the ground.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you want to fly one of those?
No.
Oh, my God. What is he doing now? And now he's standing up on top of the wing.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Is he hooked on? And now he's doing a Titanic move. Oh, my God. And now the plane's going upside down, doing a tumble turn, and how is he still there?
He's got those handles behind him that he holds on to while standing on the wing.
That is insane.
Isn't it fun?
It's not fun. It's insane. That's a death sentence.
It's called wing walking, Vickers. And It's not just that.
Oh, my God. And now they're landing.
Is he still on it while he's landing?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
I think he is. Sick. Oh, my God. Now it's turning sideways and he doesn't fall. No, but his hands aren't holding on to anything. So how can he be holding on to the railing?
Well, he's got a harness strap. You can see it when he goes to get up there. I mean, if you fall, you...
No, you're not doing that.
A bit of trouble, but...
You're not doing that.
Yeah, you can see his harness there.
So no, that's good. That was a good little chat.
No, it's
good
fine.
Good to reach the conclusion of that chat. And
the reason I thought that maybe I could do it is because a Daredevil pensioner, Betty Bromage, 93 years old, has just completed, that's called wing walking, what you just saw, has just completed her fifth wing walk.
Where is this woman from?
And guess what? How good is this?
I want to speak to Betty.
She said, before this, the most dangerous thing I'd ever done was riding horses. And she also, she said, even though I've got arthritis in my neck, I thought I'd give it a go.
Where's Betty? US?
Betty is in Cheltenham, which is in the UK.
Can we try and get hold of Betty?
Betty
Bromage. Betty's your spirit person.
Yes.
I was going to say animal.
Spirit animal. Not an animal. She was 87 when she did her first one, and she saw it on a TV ad for a chocolate bar. And she thought to herself, well, they can do that. Betty Bromage can
do
this.
Betty. See, the difference between you and... Oh, this is a it's a horrible...
Oh, my God.
She's
close to dead. It is so
funny. She's close to dead. Is that what you're saying?
I just think you have a lot of life left and it feels like not the right time to risk your life. Please don't do that.
How are we going to... Well, we better get on to Betty quickly before she dies and if you want to chat to her.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays presents...
F-R-I-D-A-Y-G.
Fridays Live.
Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, and many more. Tickets on sale this Friday from frontiertouring.com.
Oh, yeah, Bickers. Who are we going to call?
Let's go Jacinta. Jacinta has loved Akon since she was little. Apparently she was only saying to her husband 2 months ago, if I could see anyone live, I hope it's Akon.
Out of anybody. Punch in the number, Jess.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Tommy. I'm the president of the Akon fan club. And we've heard some rumours that you might be a big Akon fan. Is that true, Jacinta?
A very big fan.
My co-president, or as I refer to her, my underling is also here. Carrie, do you want to say hi?
Hi, just
hi, Carrie.
I want to love you.
See what I want to love you too.
Yeah.
And I'm lonely.
Me too.
Yeah. Hey, Jacinta, do you want to come to Fridays Live?
Definitely.
You've got yourself tickets. Congratulations!
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
We'll see you there, Jacinta.
Thank you so much.
And your fan club T-shirt is on the way as well.
Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy fan club T-shirt.
Damn it. Yeah, okay, yeah. That one. Thanks, Jacinta.
R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live, Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti and heaps more playing across the country this November. Tickets are on sale Friday, 11 a.m. from frontiertouring.com.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country, if you drive home this Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I've thought about this for a couple of days and I've hesitated to bring it to you because straight up bragging doesn't usually work well, right? Doesn't usually come across well. People think, you know, what a jerk. But I've thought about it. I thought, no.
In Australia, we're not big fans of
it. No.
If you're in the US, though, you could do it a whole hour on how amazing you are.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't even be the only one in the room doing it at that exact same time. So the other day, I reached a milestone. What do you think the big milestones are in your life?
Maybe first car.
Yeah.
House babies.
Yeah.
Learning to drive. First job.
Yeah, first job.
Getting married.
Stuff like that.
God, which of those things have you done?
Well, I think mine might be even bigger. So I went and appeared on The 100 with Andy Lee.
Oh, yes.
And
that was meant to be on this week but got bumped for Greece.
Yes.
Should have. That was a good decision by Nine.
Yes, of course you can't say anything else. given the circumstances.
I was programming. I would have made the same decision.
I know, but what a bit of silence to leave me with while I navigated that minefield and had to do nothing but agree with you as one of our.
I know it's tricky because you were on the show. You would have been on the show, but you got bumped. And I'm saying that's a good decision.
Yep, and also that has nothing to do with any of this. Yep. And I was in the makeup chair and. And something happened that has never happened to me before in my life. Got my makeup done.
Mm-mm.
And then the makeup artist, Megs, you know Megs, goes, I'm just going to do something. She did something to me that no one has ever done to me before.
Oh.
Would you like to know what she did to me?
Did she trim your ear hairs?
She trimmed my ear hairs. And if you're listening, thinking ear hairs inside my ear, no. Long hairs around the rim of my ears that I said, I didn't even know I had these. And she said, didn't know. And she chopped them and showed them to me. And she's like, these will show up on camera because you're lit from behind.
Oh.
You look like you have hairy ears.
Because remember that eyebrow hair you had that like could have been
tucked behind my ear. I do remember that.
Oh, what a mark. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I've only got, I think, of all the milestones, I've got maybe arthritis and gout left.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, you can find more of Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. With NIB, you get more than just health insurance. As a partner that helps you put your health first, there's a range of other perks when you join NIB. Visit nib.com.au.